The Carnival Development Corporation is hoping to execute Vinciamas 2025 in its entirety without any major disruptions. This is in light of the scaled-down version of Vinciamas 2024 due to the passage of Hurricane Beryl on July 1st. Marketing and Development Officer of the CDC, Edward Roberts, tells NBC that while Hurricane Beryl did cause interruptions, they were able to host a somewhat successful carnival.
The CDC recognized the fact that Beryl affected Vinciamas 2024, and despite the intervention of Hurricane Beryl, we still had, although we had a tailored carnival, persons came out in the number, large numbers, to support the various activities which were held. And this year we are hopeful, we are keeping our fingers crossed that we'll be able to execute Vinciamas 2025 without any such interference. And persons are all geared and ready for a big, massive Vinciamas 2025. The CDC, we are from our end, we are putting everything in place to ensure that the shows are well executed, the content, a lot of considerations are given to a lot of things that persons probably would have overlooked in the past. But this year we are going hard with ensuring everything will be in place for a successful Vinciamas 2025.
Robert says the CDC's launch of Vinciamas showed people what to expect this year.
We have had the launch in the fashion and the format that we did the launch to show people what's in store for Vinciamas 2025. And I think that has borne fruits. Persons are all geared and ready based on what they saw for the launch. They know that great things are coming on the calendar of events for 2025. And apart from the massive launch, we have done things which we haven't done for Vinciamas in the past or haven't done for quite a while. For example, the launch in New York, which followed 1 week after the launch in St. Vincent. There were many years have passed since we hadn't done a launch in New York City, thanks to the chairman, CEO, Johnny, and Joe Moore, an employee of the CDC, who journeyed to New York to collaborate with the guys from the SVG Diaspora Committee to ensure that we had a massive launch in New York City as well.
He says the CDC will also be engaging in alternative activities to ensure that patrons are entertained outside of the official 10 days of Carnival. The CDC hosted a brunch event and were also involved in the Bag of Fish Fest hosted over the weekend.
So we have added these extra activities to keep the focus on Vinciamas rather than having a big gap between the launch and the actual 10-day period of Carnival. So these activities are constant reminders that Vinciamas, we are here for a massive Vinciamas 2025, and I think the response from the public has been tremendous, and we are quite happy for the love and support that we have been receiving.
Marketing Development Office of the CDC, Edward Roberts. With today's Carnival Update, I'm Colvin Harry.